It's 7 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Chris Moore. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland and online at kgnu.org. We are going to be going into the Opera Box program right now with an opera that Mozart completed when he was 12 years old. That's correct, 12 years old. Now, perhaps when you were 12 years old, you were listening to Donny Osmond records or something. Who knows what you may have been doing at that time in your life. It's not likely you were composing full-length operas, but Mozart began his opera composing career with this and pretty much ended it when he was 35 years old with the Magic Flute and the La Clemenza di Tito, two of his last operas. And in between there, quite a few other great masterpieces, but this will be amazing to you. We'll hear some highlights from this opera. Then at 8 o'clock, we have a classic Monday, great classical music, and some of it we use upcoming concerts and things like that as our inspiration for what we're going to play. And I'll be playing Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony in anticipation of the new season, the 2015-2016 season of the Colorado Symphony Orchestra. Present Edge from 10 p.m. to midnight as well tonight. Tell you a little bit about this opera. This was a quote-unquote comedy that Mozart got from the libretto from Father Rufinus, and it complements a tragedy that was also to be performed that same evening, so it just kind of goes in between the acts of another larger tragedy. And the interrelationships between the comedy and the tragedy were important. The music was not performed integrally, but as a prologue and between the acts, like I said. And the theme that was chosen for Mozart's first operatic journey was first recounted in Euripides' Helen of Apollo's love for the beautiful youth Hyacinth, whom he accidentally kills with a discus throw. In later versions, Zephyr the West Wind appears as Apollo's rival for the youth's affections, and in his jealousy, guides the discus's flight so that Hyacinth is killed. Grief-stricken at the youth's death, Apollo causes a flower of wondrous beauty, the hyacinth, to spring forth from the grave. So we're going to hear some excerpts from Apollo and Hyacinth, written in a time in Mozart's life when he got a little bit of a break from traveling all over Europe as the amazing child prodigy. Leopold decided it was time not only for a rest, because sometimes there were occasions when Mozart very nearly died from diseases that he picked up from the travels and from the stress of the travel, but the young Mozart also was not complete in his musical education, and so Leopold saw to it that he went through a very intense period from the age of about 10 until the age of 11 and a half or so of further musical training, which bore fruit in such works as the one we're about to hear right now. So again, let's hear some highlights from the 12-year-old Mozart's Apollo and Hyacinth. Anthony Rolfe Johnson is Obelis, Arlene Auger is Melia, Edith Mathis is Hyacinth, Cornelia Wolkopf is Apollo, Hannah Schwartz is Zephyr. The Salzburg Chamber Choir and the Mozart Orchestra of Salzburg, conducted by Leopold Hager. This is the Kirchel 38, an early work of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. A few highlights for our enjoyment today on Opera Box.
Thank you. Patris, iam fratres aces, octiles et severum simul, Per Venus, per Nebra
Well, I took out all of the recitatives and left us with arias, duets, and choruses, and that's all the music that the 12-year-old Mozart wrote, except for those recitatives, for his first opera, completed at the age of 12, Apollo and Hyacinth, a Phillips recording, which featured Anthony Rolfe Johnson as Obelis, Arlene Auger as Melia, Edith Mathis as Hyacinth, Cornelia Wolkoff as Apollo, and Hannah Schwartz as Zephyr. The Salzburg Chamber Choir and the Mozart Orchestra of Salzburg, directed by Leopold Heger. 30 seconds before 8 o'clock, thanks for listening to Opera Box here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at kgnu.org. I will be staying around for the next couple of hours. We just finished the Opera Box show, and now for the next 2 hours, a classic Monday, and then from 10 to 12, we'll have someone else taking over for a present edge. That's contemporary classical music, I guess you might say. Let me tell you about some of the things that are happening in the world of opera and musical theater that I thought you might be interested in. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild's 50th anniversary celebration dinner, September 12th at 5:30 at the Lakewood Country Club at 6800 West 10th Avenue in Lakewood. Entertainment by past DLOG competition winners Thomas Kittle and Teresa Castillo. And you can call Gene Krusmark if you'd like more information, and you can make reservations. So check out the Denver Lyric Opera Guild's website for more information on that. On Saturday, September 19th, the L.A. Calkins Opera House honors L.A. Calkins and celebrates the 10th anniversary of the opening of the L.A. Calkins Opera House. So you can have an evening filled with opera favorites conducted by Maestro Ari Pelto with the Opera Colorado Orchestra. Support Opera Colorado and enjoy dinner for you and your friends. In addition to the concert performance, tables and priority seating, etc., you can call 303-468-2029. And if you're not familiar with Ellie Calkins, a person that is well worth knowing in the opera world for sure, she will be a part of this celebration, of course. Her late husband George, one of the original six founders of Vail, together with their five children, made a gift to the city to surprise her with the naming of the opera house, the Ellie Calkins Opera House. So you can check that out on this 19th of September. BDT Stage, or what used to be Boulder's Dinner Theater, is still running Mary Poppins through the 5th of September. That's their big summer feature, and that I do recommend. And then on September 11th through the 14th of November, their fall feature is the Buddy Holly story. You may remember, if you go back far enough, 1957, his first huge hit, That'll Be the Day, and in 1959. The day that music died, when he died in a plane crash. So you can kind of follow his life during the days that he was a big star at BDT Stage. Opera on Tap Colorado presents almost all of Cavalleria Rusticana at Syntax Physic Opera in Denver on Saturday, September 26, starting at 6:30 p.m. The Opera Fort Collins Guild is presenting aria at Avos, with the Opera Fort Collins apprentice artists Emily Morris, Anthony Weber, Sean Stephenson, and Todd Resigui. That's on Sunday, September 27th from 4 until 6 p.m. It's also worth mentioning that the Colorado Symphony Orchestra and Chorus is putting on The Music Man. Mary Louise Burke is the associate director. It's a self-produced take on Meredith Willson's classic, bringing River City, Iowa to Denver for two performances. Slick con man Harold Hill wooing Mary and the Librarian, featuring showstoppers as You Got Trouble, The Wells Fargo Wagon, 76 Trombones. You can hear the classic score the way the composer intended it, with a full symphony orchestra and an amazing cast of local and national singers. And again, that's Saturday, September 26th at 7:30 p.m. and on the Sunday, the 27th as well. ColoradoSymphony.org is how you can find out more about that. Speaking of the Colorado Symphony, as we go into a classic Monday, we are going to be talking more about the Colorado Symphony and what their upcoming 2015-2016 season looks like, starting with their big opening weekend, September 18th through the 20th, two works of Shostakovich, the Festive Overture and the Fifth Symphony of Shostakovich, and then Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto in B-flat minor, Opus 23. Quite the all-Russian evening with music director Andrew Litton, and the weekend brings Italian-born pianist Alessio Bax to Denver for the first time since the 2010-2011 season, and Shostakovich's triumphant Fifth Symphony, providing a rousing finish that is nothing less than a work of high art. So Check that out again at coloradosymphony.org as well. Let's listen to a recording now of the Fifth Symphony of Shostakovich with Ricardo Muti.